What's good, locals, and welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 27. You can find our podcast on YouTube, Audioboom, Google Play, iTunes, and Spotify. And there's that sixth one that we never know. But nonetheless, this is the Local Podcast. We have me, Carlos Perez, co-host Miguel Vasquez, and we have a special guest today.
Nate.
Nate, this is pretty weird, but you haven't seen, you're pretty much not really, not like into video games, but you're around the segment of what to play for video games, right?
Yeah, I mean, I see them, like I see trailers and all that, but I'm not much of a gamer. But when people talk about a game, they like hyped me up, like, oh shit, that game does look pretty cool. So that makes me want to like try it out or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much Nate's probably been, no joke, probably my best friend since like preschool. And how long have we been friends for? Pretty much 20 years, huh?
Yeah, 20 years.
That's crazy. But nonetheless, this is the Local Podcast. We talk about video games, movies, TV shows, anime, anything that goes around in our lives. But nonetheless, how do we always start this off with, Mike? What have you been doing?
Quarantine life. Is it boring? Absolutely boring. The place where we live in, you know, the San Bernardino area in Southern California, and, you know, the cases with, you know, coronavirus is like starting to pick up here. So it's kind of like stressful, you know. At first I was like thinking like, oh, you know, it's not that bad, but now the cases are starting to pick up and it's making me kind of worried, you know, just because just how fucking crazy it is. But other than that, I've been playing, I haven't got Resident Evil 3 or Doom Eternal yet because I've been busy with, you know,
the usual. Right, anyways, Nate, what are you gonna do?
No. No, I'm pretty much finished, but yeah, I'm just always sculpting, you know, designing, stuff like that.
Nate, what have you been up to?
Lately, just been working. I used to go out, like, way more, but since, like, the cases and stuff like that for the, like, the virus is getting more serious, I pretty much take the days back of, like, oh, I want to go out and skate or something like that. But then I tell myself, nah, it's not worth it. So each week, I go out less and less until I realize, okay, it's better to just stay home. Mm-hmm. You know? That, but on my downtime, I'm really just either watching anime or editing more videos, actually. Other than that, that's about it. If I'm like too lazy to do anything else, I'm actually on Netflix more.
Like, what
I try
watching?
To find like anything, most likely like a random movie. Like, I'll read the, what do you call it, like the title and then the description.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, that looks interesting. Then I'll just watch it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. I haven't been doing much either. We skated today. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, we should have been staying inside. Well, then again, we're not even listening to the rules. We're not even 6 feet apart right now.
I know. Look at us.
Who would have thought? But, yeah, we went skating today. That was pretty cool. I've been playing Doom Eternal. I'm pretty sure I'm on the last level. I've been listening to other podcasts that they're playing on normal, and they're having such a hard time, and I'm playing on Nightmare mode. That's the one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the one right below Ultra Nightmare, I think. And if you die once on that hardest difficulty, you have to start from the very beginning, Nate. Like, you could be on the last level, and if you die, you have to start all over, okay?
Wait, I got a question. And in Nightmare mode, you're also, you need lives in order to continue the game, right?
No, you just load from your checkpoint if you don't have any more lives.
Okay. Makes sense.
All right, but yeah, I'm on the last level, and I was listening to other podcasts, and people are struggling on the normal difficulty. And I was like, fuck, if they're struggling, then this is even harder than I thought. But yeah, sometimes like I'll be playing, I'm like, oh my God, there's some little tinks that piss me off so much because it'll be like a little hill or a little like rock part. And and I will try to walk over it. You can't walk over it or nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I will have to jump over it, and you can like jump to a ledge and grab. But like, if it's like on the side of the stairs, you can't jump up and grab it. It pisses me off just because I'm trying to evade enemies and I just die so fucking easy. And it's taking so long, but I'm hyped that I'm almost done with it, but I'm not hyped that it's getting way harder than I thought. But nonetheless, I've been playing Doom Eternal. I got Resident Evil 3, haven't started it yet. What have you been watching? Just been watching One Piece, Black Clover. There's this new anime called Tower of God that came out a couple of days ago. I heard it's going to be really good, but I say you should start watching that too. But for video, Other than that, I watched all the Madagascar movies the other night, and I could not stop laughing. Every time there was, like, a scene with Marty and Alex, I always thought of me and Nate. It was just too relevant for everything. Like, it'll be like, fuck, I don't know how to describe it, but fuck. We were watching some clips earlier, and that shit was so funny. But any other movies that I watch interesting? Not really. Not that I could think of, because all the movies are closed, so I can't really go out. But yeah, I've been staying that quarantine life too. It's been doing me pretty good because I don't have to go to work and I've just been playing games. But
catch up on the backlog,
but sooner or later I'm gonna run out of money and pay my bills. So I'm probably gonna sign up for like a local job, probably sign up for Lowe's up the street or something. Maybe though. We'll see.
It's crazy, you know.
And then I got my Persona 5 Royale copy in the other day. That was pretty cool. Haven't started that, but I'm pretty sure I'm gonna play that after I beat Resident Evil 3. But nonetheless, that's pretty much all I've been doing. You guys haven't thought of anything interesting that happened this week?
Just getting a lot of weight from being indoors.
At least you've been working out at home.
A little bit, but it's just, you know, it's like so lazy, you know, you don't want
to. Actually, yeah, I'll be doing like at home little workouts, like no equipment, because I feel like you're training your body more if you're not using any equipment. Like, you know your body's strength, and then when you do use equipment, it like adds on more. Like muscle mass or something like that.
True.
But I feel like everyone should be super buff and ripped after this quarantine, because...
Or the opposite, too.
Yeah, that's what my friend said.
Or just super fat.
I'm going to be fat. I want
to
be fat.
Like, in order to work out at home, you need the motivation. When you're at the gym, you're forced to work out because you see other people working out, and that motivates you. That pumps you up like, oh, I gotta be better than this guy, you know? But at home, you know, if you're home alone, you know, it's boring, dude. And it was just like... It'll discourage you from, you know, getting fit or anything like that.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we can hop straight into the podcast. We start off with some new movie news. The first movie news that we got is Most Dangerous Game with Liam Hemsworth.
That's Chris's brother, huh? From Thor.
Yeah, Thor's little brother. Yeah.
Oh, Loki?
No. Liam Hemsworth.
I like Loki. Loki.
But The Most Dangerous Game, it's pretty much... Liam Hemsworth, he needs money for something, right? I think needs money to provide for his family, but he doesn't want to work, I think. I forgot, I couldn't really understand it, but pretty much it's a game. He goes to this, I guess like this rich dude, and he hosts a hunt game where they're hunting Liam Hemsworth for 24 hours. And if they kill him, they get $24.5 million. But if he survives 24 hours straight, then he gets the $24 million. So
that'd be scary, dude.
What do you guys think about that?
That sounds like that's an interesting concept, you know? And that's for like a different platform, right? Not
Netflix. Yeah, it's called for QB.
Never heard of it.
Like QUUBI.
So that's a whole new way to watch it and all, or what?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's a movie or a TV show. The end of the trailer, it says new episodes on QB. Yeah. But supposedly they got some big actors. Yeah,
okay. I recognize that name.
Yeah, it's like in purple.
Yeah.
Purple or blue or whatever. But it looks like they got some pretty good actors on their platform. Mm-hmm. Like, they got Liam Hemsworth. They have a bunch of trailers playing, but I didn't, like, write it down or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. What did you guys think about the trailer?
It's interesting, you know? It's a shame, though, it's on a different platform, you know? I mean, there's so many streaming services, you know, Hulu,
but
Netflix.
Do you think people would, like gravitate towards that more because it's a whole new platform?
I would say yeah, and then no, because QB for sure, they got, it looks like from the trailers, like they got more known actors than at least with Netflix, like they grab new people and already known actors. But this one looks like they just have known actors, you know what I mean? But it kind of sucks because I know at least the way people think, they like to just be on one platform, but there's other benefits of having a new platform because then you experience new things. But if it's just a new platform that does everything the same as everyone else, it kind of sucks. It's like having multiple accounts and you're just getting spammed with a bunch of emails. Like there's Netflix, Hulu, PlayStation, Xbox, Microsoft. You're just having all those, but imagine it was just in one email.
It's just like cable. You know, it's like cable. I mean, that's the whole point of streaming services, to beat out, you know, to beat cable, you know?
Yeah. It's more, I guess, like of a convenience of just being on one place and you just only have to go to that one thing. And it's just all there, you know? But I understand people, I mean, they need to go get their money, you know what I mean? Business-wise, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think it's on, I don't know much about QB, but Supposedly it's up and coming.
Sounds like a console. QV.
Yeah, I was thinking like GameCube. Yeah. Like anything with the letter Q.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q.
There's another... pretty much that's over. But we got a new TV show by Hulu. A Hulu exclusive called Solar Opposites. It's made by the same people that made Rick and Morty. This is the trailer right here, Nate.
Justin Rowling or Rowling?
Yeah, but...
I'm actually not a fan of Rick and Morty.
Really?
I just couldn't get into it.
I've
watched it. It's pretty interesting. I watched the first episode when I did the Rick and Morty piece, 3D piece, mm-hmm. and it was interesting. I was like laughing. I thought it was pretty funny, but I stopped watching it because I was also designing, so I was like multitasking. So mm-hmm. I wasn't able to watch it and enjoy it. But I thought it was pretty funny. But you know, everyone's different, you know?
Yeah. I remember the first time Rick and Morty like ever came out, we were at Jason's house, and we watched like the first 3 episodes, and I liked it. I just never went back for it. Mm-hmm. But I'd be down to rewatch or go back to it. But with this new show called Solar Opposites, it's pretty much I don't know, something about it, like what the creators of Rick and Morty do that I don't like is that all of their stuff looks exactly the same. Like if it's a brand new thing, it looks just like Rick and Morty, and it's like what I would get is that like
probably in the same universe, you know?
Yeah, like, that's what I would hope for. Like if all these things look alike, it'd be really cool if they were in the same universe.
In a crossover sometime in the future. Most likely.
Like, that would be really dope. But if it's just on its own, it's like, it's not really what unique. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if it is in their own universe, then that'd be pretty damn cool. But pretty much, the Solar Opposites is about aliens. They come into Earth, and it looks like they're the only people. They're the only aliens on Earth, and they have to learn to live with everybody. But nobody, I guess, accepts them. Mm-hmm. But it looks really interesting. I'm down to go watch it. But that's a Hulu exclusive. I don't think it has a release date for it yet. But what do you think?
If it comes out, or if I don't know, because I see it, or if I do see it, but then I'll give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. All right. But yeah, that's pretty much my take on Rick and Morty. But mm-hmm. if you like Rick and Morty, and let us know what you think. If there's going to be a Rick and Morty universe, because I know they got their VR game that came out, mm-hmm. and supposedly they got another game that's coming out too, but it looks exactly the same as Rick and Morty. I just can't get my head around. But nonetheless, I guess that's a good transition to hop into the video game segment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite.
I was going to start off with, there's this game called Gigantosaurus, because I wanted to bring back something that I said last week, on last week's episode, mm-hmm. when I said that everyone was bringing like GTA to my house, and I was over here playing like Ratchet and Clank or Spider-Man on mm-hmm. my PlayStation. Well, this is what I would be playing when they would bring GTA over, and they would want to play GTA 5 and be like, no, let's play this game. Mm-hmm. But pretty much Gigantosaurus is like, how would you call this? Like, would you call it like platform like
adventure?
Platforming adventure game, but you're dinosaurs, and it has a mm-hmm. bunch of co-op. It has, like, some mini-games where you race in little cars, like, right now.
It's stylized, like, similar to Mario Kart, you know, the stylization of the game.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, like, Mario World, but
you're dinosaurs. It has that, you know, that.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously higher res, but nonetheless, you're pretty much dinosaurs, and I guess you gotta, what do you say this would be, like, nah, it's not post-meteor, but nonetheless, I guess you're pretty much dinosaurs trying to save other dinosaurs from an erupting volcano, and I think you could recruit them, but... That looks...
It reminds me of The Land Before Time.
Yeah.
It does, yeah, because, you know, I think... I'm assuming you're playing the smaller dinos, like the baby dinos.
Yeah.
And in the cover art, there's a T-Rex. I'm assuming he's, like, the antagonist. Like, the...
Trying to save?
Yeah. Or, like, defeat.
But, yeah, it looks pretty interesting. I wanted to bring that up because this is the type of game I would be playing, but no joke, this looks really interesting. It's coming out for all platforms. It's already out. I think I might get it on my PC when it goes on sale. See if the other homies will get it.
Rated E for everyone.
Actually, I want to see more gameplay of it, but it looks pretty cool. I thought it would look pretty nice. But that's Gigantosaurus. We could talk about Moons of Madness. It's
It's like horror game, right? Like
yeah, it kind of looks like Dead Space.
I know, and I really hope.
This is out for all platforms too. What is it?
It's like first person, you know, like Dead Space, you know.
Yeah, it looks like a horror game, like
Alien Isolation. It's giving me those vibes.
Yeah, it looks really interesting, but I'm really down for this for Moons of Madness. It's Dead Space like. It's not
Alien Isolation like too.
Yeah. Looking it looks like it has horror elements, but it looks really interesting. It looks really nice. Like there's different, I don't know, it kind of, what's that game called? Not like Man of Medan.
No Man's Sky.
No, not No Man's Sky. I'm trying to think. What has those? What had those tentacles in the last one?
No idea.
It looks more of Strangers. No, I don't know how to describe the monster, how it is. It just looks like an alien monster. It's nothing like Dead Space, though. Mm-hmm, yeah, like, Dead Space had more creepier monsters. This one's more of just one giant monster that's taken over the entire moon, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming, right? Mm-hmm. But
Moons of Madness.
I like the name of the game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks hella interesting for, like, a Dead Space lookalike. But, yeah, it looked pretty cool. But we got another game called Tilt Brush PlayStation VR. This one looks pretty cool if you're into like drawing and stuff, and then you could paint in VR pretty much. It
isn't that like Dreams, similar to Dreams?
Yeah, Dreams. I don't know if Dreams is VR though. Like, I don't know if you could use Dreams in VR, but pretty much Tilt Brush is a VR painting game. I don't know if it has story to it, but you pretty much paint and you can share your drawings with everyone else.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's I like that because it shows your creativity.
Yeah.
Like for real.
I wonder how it would be to actually be in VR and painting. Well, I mean, you could just paint in real life and get the real experience.
Oh, it's like sculpting in VR.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it looks really dope.
That is really cool.
And then you could add movement to it and everything. It looks pretty interesting for, I hope painters like get their hands on this.
I see Mike playing this game.
yeah, there's a VR you can do. There's VR for the program that I use, like for like ZBrush or like other similar stuff. Mm-hmm. And I see like the people I follow on Instagram, they're always on VR sculpting, and I'm like, damn, that should look so cool.
I wonder if it's like
so expensive, just a VR headset alone, you know?
What kind of, does it recommend a VR headset?
Any PC headset, like Oculus or like
I mean, a PC headset doesn't go for that much. I think the cheapest one is like $300. I mean, well, $300 is still a lot. But for at least a VR headset, $300 is pretty cheap. But
Tilt Brush is definitely giving me those vibes.
Yeah, Tilt Brush painting VR. It's out now for PlayStation VR.
It's a low budget, version.
I think Tilt Brush is already out on PC. Mm. But let me see. After that, we got Skater XL is coming to PlayStation. Let me see. Let me pull it up. Skater XL is pretty much what was that fingerboard game on the app? The one that has the Street League license.
Oh, isn't it just called Skater app?
No, it's called something else. Alright, they have an app. Fuck, I forgot what it's called. It's not, oh my god, I can't believe I'm blanking out. I can't believe I call myself a skateboarder.
It's not Touchgrind.
Yeah, it's not Touchgrind. It's the other one. Nonetheless, this company, they started off as an app pretty much after Touchgrind kind of died. And they got the license to Street League. They started getting the Street League layouts. And if you haven't played Touchgrind before, it's pretty much a skateboarding app game. You use your fingers, you flick, you do nollie flips, tray flips, and everything. But this app came pretty big, and they started their own skateboarding video game called Skater XL. And dang, no joke, I haven't seen this trailer, but when the beta came out, I thought the beta was complete garbage. Like, it was so bad. Like, there was nothing to do, and, like, there was, obviously it's a beta, but it was just, like, really bad. But this new Skater XL trailer coming to PlayStation, I think it's already out on Xbox. Yeah, Skater XL, if you're into those skateboarding games, this one's really different. It's not like Skate 3 or anything else, because you use both sticks to flick instead of just one, and to pedal, pretty much the same concept, circle and square to pedal with each foot. But so you would use your right stick for your right foot, your left stick for your left foot. So if you're regular, you use your right stick as your pop foot, your left stick as your flick foot. And then when you would go down, I don't know how to explain this, but pretty much you go down with your right thumb to pop for your tail, and you have to go with your left stick to flick left, to flick, to do everything at the same time, so to get the... It sounds like a lot to do, but if you're a skateboarder, it's going to come fluently. Because you know how, like, if you go on a carpet board and you put your feet on and you just do it like that, if you just move your thumbs like that, it will do the same exact trick, like whatsoever. Like same thing for shove-its, tray flips, everything. If you could think it with your feet, you could do it on the controller. It's really easy. You get some time to get used to, but I really recommend it if you could play it. But I think this would be pretty dope, even if it has multiplayer. But there's another game that I recommend more called Project Session, and I think that's out for Xbox already. I don't know if it's coming to PlayStation. I'm pretty sure maybe by the end of the year, but yeah, Project Session is pretty much the same exact thing, but I think it has better gameplay than Skater XL. But to be fair, I have not played the update, so. But yeah, Skater XL coming to PlayStation soon. Let me see. What did it say? We had a Nintendo Direct Mini too.
Yeah, BioShock and what, Borderlands?
Yeah, I basically took down basically big points. And then you can hop in if you see something interesting on the video.
Yeah, BioShock Infinite. Damn, that game was so good.
What did you think of the Direct though?
I mean, they got Borderlands and BioShock, and I know they didn't announce Mario, but we'll talk about Mario later. But that's pretty cool though, to take, you know, BioShock on the go, you know, on the Switch. That's pretty cool.
Have you played any of the BioShock games?
I have. I played the second one and Infinite. I never played the first one.
You beat them?
I beat the second one. Okay. I mean, third one, Infinite. And I got stuck on BioShock 2. There was like a glitch, and I couldn't like use a checkpoint, you know, like to restart the game. Mm-hmm. Like, so I had to like, if I wanted to play it, continue, I would have to start from the very beginning, and I just couldn't do it. So yeah, that sucks. I never passed the second one.
Yeah, I have the BioShock collection on my PlayStation, and I was thinking about getting it for PC just so I could play it high res or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now that it's coming to Switch, I wonder like how it's gonna run. So, yeah. Do you think it's gonna run good, or do you think I should just play it on my PC?
I was watching it right now, and you can notice the frame rate is like
it's bad.
Yeah, I noticed it, but I mean, on the small screen, like it's, you know, I can deal with it. You know, mm-hmm. If it's on the big screen, then no, I can't. But it's not. It's really hardly noticeable when you're playing it on a really small screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, BioShock, Infinite, Borderlands 1, 2, Tales of the Borderlands, and XCOM 2 are coming to Nintendo Switch to the Nintendo Direct. I do want to play BioShock. I never played any of them, but I've heard everyone say they're all so good.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're like obviously old now, like a decade old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it probably won't, you know, line up with today's like video games, but I wouldn't say it's outdated, but trust me, you'll enjoy it. It's just like the atmosphere, the ambience of the video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to hop into it, but it's on the backlog. Hasn't been. I never heard of it whatsoever until I started listening to podcasts a couple of years saying.
So that has like multiple games in one, or what is
it? Just the Borderlands set, but pretty much it's basically 2K saying that that we're coming to Switch with all these games.
Yeah.
But yeah, Borderlands 1, 2, Tales of the Borderlands in one copy. BioShock. It's the BioShock collection, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All in one. And then XCOM 2 coming to Switch pretty soon. What else did they announce? They announced Animal Crossing's first update coming. Well, it's already out. Animal Crossing update that comes with pretty much an Easter update. If you're into Animal Crossing, there's an Easter Bunny, and you just gather items for that you can make. Like there's like a bunch of eggs you have to find, and you give them to the bunny, and she gives you like a DIY recipe to create like a new furniture for your island. But I think it only lasts like a week, so if you want to yeah, I don't know. Maybe the podcast will be up by the time it's over, but I'm pretty sure you guys would know if you guys are our Animal Crossing like diehards. You know,
that game's really popular, man.
Yeah,
I see it everywhere on like social platforms and stuff.
Yeah, this is my first Animal Crossing game, and it's honestly like I'm getting kind of bored, but I can see why people like it. You know casuals. What I mean? But like I'm into it too, but it's like, oh man, I can't do this for, I can't do this for hours. Mm-hmm. Like I could get like 1 hour in, and I could do everything I could possibly do. And I'm like, how do people keep playing after this point? You know, so I just let that shit ride. But yeah, Animal Crossing update. After that, we got this new game called Good Job. We just saw it on screen. Pretty much, Good Job is I played like the first 5 minutes of it.
It's over the top. Not platform. Is it platform?
No, it's not platform. But it's based on puzzles. Mm. But it's really interesting how the puzzles go.
Yeah.
The way it works is that
you're Bob the Builder.
Not, you're not Bob the Builder, but so basically your dad owns this multi-million dollar company, and you pretty much screw up everything you touch. If like you're trying to work on something, it'll just break. If you try to move something, something that you're moving, it'll break. So pretty much your dad just feels bad for you, and he gives you a job to work inside the shop. And you're pretty much, if someone needs something, you go out and go get it for them. Like in the trailer, it showed that someone needed a projector. So you pretty much drag the projector across the entire room. But it's just hilarious because when you're doing it, it's just so
you end up breaking something, right?
Yeah, it's just so out of place. Like if you have the controller in your hand and you're trying not to break something, something will just go completely wrong. You'll knock over.
I've seen how like it'll break a wall or something like that. Yeah. You gotta start all over, build a new wall and do all that.
Yeah, you pretty much gotta find your way through. I'm pretty sure if you break the wall to get through the wall, you have to repair it after. And it's pretty cool because it shows how much money you owe back to the company. Like, after you break something, if you break your computer, like, $2,000 are already gone. Damn. But I don't know if that affects gameplay-wise, but Good Job looks pretty interesting for indie game, you know? After this, we got they announced Catherine Full Body is coming to Switch 2. It's made by Atlas, the same people that made Persona. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out July 7th, and... pretty much, Catherine Fullbody is this guy. He's been, I don't know how to say this. There's three girls in his life, but he doesn't know who to choose, I guess. And every time he goes to sleep, he has nightmares of who he's going to be with and why. Pretty much pros and cons, I think, of why he should and shouldn't be with them. But pretty much he's fucking them all over. Because he's talking to all of them. Mm-hmm. So pretty much he's having nightmares of, I guess, him getting caught.
Having a child.
I don't know. But I thought this game would be pretty cool. Like, I just bought it on a whim for PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And now that I look at, like, I know the story plot, it kind of de-interests me. So yeah. I didn't.
I saw, like, a female character playing. Like, you play a female character, kind of, right?
No, you just play the guy.
Oh,
my bad. I believe.
Kind of gave me, like, Bayonetta vibes.
But, after that, we got a Ring Fit update that looks pretty interesting. It's kind of like I would say it's like Guitar Hero with the Ring Fit. But pretty much you use the, what do you call the circle thing? The circle band? We're just going to call it the circle band. You use the circle band to hit the objects on screen. Like, you have to squeeze it. Like, you're pretty much exercising with the ring. And like I said, it's just pretty much Nintendo Guitar Hero, but with the ring. But it has, like, a bunch of Nintendo songs. Like, obviously, you can see Breath of the Wild, Mario, Splatoon songs and everything. But that looks pretty cool. So if you have a Ring Fit or this sounds interesting for you, it's free update. Mm-hmm. But you just need the Ring Fit kit, obviously. And they added a new jogging mode, so you don't have to do anything. It's pretty much just running in place if you want to work out. If you don't know what Ring Fit is, Nate, it's pretty much like a Nintendo game that they made, but so you work out at home.
Yeah.
So you use the ring. That. You use the ring to, like, obviously do your arms, and there's like a strap that goes on your leg, so it knows if you squat or if you're using the ring to flex your arms in different positions. Like, you can put the ring on your stomach and press in and out, and I guess the ring is really, I guess it's really strong. A lot of people say that it's really like it won't break easy on you. But yeah, that's the Ring Fit Adventure update. We got new Smash news too. The new Smash news on the new Smash character for the season 2 DLC. All they pretty much said was that it's gonna be an arms character, but they just don't know which one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, supposedly it's gonna come out this year. Next on our list, we got Clubhouse Games 51. You can see on the screen with all the games that they're gonna come out. Mm-hmm. It pretty much tells the name by itself. There's 51 games in just this one cartridge, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much like a bunch of at home. Tabletop games. You got poker, Connect Four, hockey, solitaire, I guess golf, speed, yeah. basically a bunch of at-home games that you could take on the go now. There's going to be online multiplayer for it. I don't know if it's going to have all the games, because at least with Mario Party, you don't have all the games online. You only have, like, I think, like, 12 games you could play from. It doesn't say you could play all the games online. I noticed it only has a handful, like, right there on the screen, you know? But, wow. Nonetheless, it looks pretty cool. You could play online or you could play locally, right next to each other. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool to add to the list. But
yeah, it had Mancala, right? You know that, what's
the Mancala
name? Mancala.
I've always seen that, but I don't know how to play
it's
it.
It's fun.
I used to play Mancala a lot. Marbles?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. They're like little flat rocks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that comes out June 5th. That looks really interesting. I think I might pick that up. That looks pretty cool.
Depends on the price, though. If it's 60, yeah, fuck that.
I mean, 60 bucks to get 51 tabletop games, I think, I mean, that's pretty cool. But I would hope it's 40 bucks. Yeah, I feel like that's the most.
Yeah, because in the trailer, they showed off, like, you can play it with another person, like, touchscreen. But I'm like, wait, the Switch touchscreen is kind of small, you know? Like, how are you going to play it like that, you know? If it was, you know, like a iPad kind of size Switch, then it'd work. But I mean, if you're gonna be playing like touchscreen Switch, like it's just so small. You know, I think the screen's too small.
Oh yeah, huh? I forgot. You don't have a Switch, huh?
No,
I forgot. You never thought about getting one, huh?
Not really, but
I'm thinking about something.
I'm thinking about getting one, but I just don't know. For me, I don't really have time for it. You know,
so yeah,
I'm just doing something else.
I feel it. But, yeah, that was Clubhouse Games 51, if that interests you. That's coming out June 5th. There's no price tag on it yet. But, nonetheless, I think the end of the Direct, pretty much, is just Pokemon news. For the Pokemon news, it showed the first, like, I don't know if it shows all of it, but they showed some news of the first DLC pack that's coming in summer. And pretty much, you get a new legendary Pokemon. His name's Kubfu. It's pretty much like a little bear, like a kung fu bear. But,
so it's ripping off Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, his name's Kubfu. You go to, there's two towers you can select from. And pretty much before you get Kubfu, you have to go through training and I guess beat the master. And then he gives you Kubfu to be your own Pokemon. And then I guess you train Kubfu. And after that point, there's two towers. There's a water tower and there's a dark tower. You get to choose. And which tower you choose will unlock a new move for Kubfu, and I think you can only do one tower at all, but both towers are available in both games, I believe. But you only go through the tower with just Kubfu. You cannot use any other Pokemon, from what they say. And after you beat the tower, you get a new move. Fuck. All right, let me rephrase that. After you beat the tower, Kubfu evolves into a new Pokemon called Urshifu. Urshifu, there you go.
Master Shifu?
Almost.
Are you sure? This is not ripping off Kung Fu Panda?
Pretty much. But yeah, there's a Tower of Darkness and a Water Tower. I forgot what their new moves are, but pretty much after the tower, your Pokemon evolves and you get a new Pokemon move. But that was pretty much all the Nintendo Direct news that we had. But supposedly there's more Nintendo rumors. Did you see that that they're going to remaster a bunch of Mario games for Mario's 35th anniversary?
Mario Galaxy, right? Well, that's like speculating, you know, that's like a rumor.
Yeah, at least rumor-wise, for Mario's 35-year anniversary, they're going to remaster Mario Galaxy, Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario 64. And I think a bunch of other games, but supposedly those are the ones that are rumored named that are for sure coming. For surely rumored that they're coming. It's not, supposedly this news was supposed to come out of E3, but obviously E3 is not happening anymore because the coronavirus saved them. And but yeah, what do you guys think about
I think it's perfect. If it comes out this holiday, it'll obviously compete with the new consoles, with PS5 and the new Xbox One X series. But I think that's pretty, I think that's really, really smart, because obviously Nintendo has no new console and everyone's going to be buying the PS5 or the new Xbox. So I think that's pretty cool to release something like that, because people are going to buy it just because, you know, hey, it's Mario, or based on nostalgia, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good choice. That's a good move right there.
For sure, I'd buy some new Mario remasters. I never played Galaxy. I never played Sunshine. I never played, I never beat Super Mario 64. But yeah, I would definitely buy those games if they remaster them. What about you? If you had a Switch,
I'll probably go to the 51 game one.
The 51?
Most likely, because like there's so many different types of it, so it's like I can never get bored just playing one single game, because there's like so many other games.
But if you were to choose, both of you guys, if you were to choose a Mario game to get remastered on the Switch, which one would it be?
I think Mario Galaxy.
Remastered Mario Galaxy. You played Mario Galaxy?
I played it before. I played it before. It's pretty fun.
Basically, a remaster is grabbing an old game and just making it like high res and like basically not
new,
like a
new 3D models and yeah, retextured, you know.
So say
it's like better quality.
Yeah, better quality game.
Better lighting, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you were to choose a Mario game, which one would you want as a remaster that they don't have?
That's a good one.
Paper Mario.
Oh yeah, that's another thing too, that they're coming out with a brand new Paper Mario game this year. Well, rumored.
Yeah.
But
I'll say Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis? Oh, okay. Yeah, there was another one too that they said that they're going to remaster Mario Strikers, the soccer game. You know what game I really played that was Mario Sports was Mario 3 on 3 Hoops on the DS. Do you remember that one?
That's old school.
Like Yoshi would literally dunk over Bowser and fucking coins would come out of the basketball court. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's funny.
For me, I don't really know. For a Mario game, I like the Mario DS games. Those are really fun. But I mean,
I like
those
the Mario Kart DS one. That was probably my favorite one.
Dang, I remember everyone had a DS and I didn't have one. I would just be watching them play Mario Kart. I was like, dang, that's cool.
Oh yeah, I forgot you can play multiplayer with everyone else with DSs. Mm-hmm. Then...
Remember PictoChat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was PSD pretty
game.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. But yeah, if you have a Mario remaster that you want, let us know. But yeah, those are pretty much that's rumored, but I think that'll be a pretty good hit for at least for a plan for 2020. Because I don't know what else they could release as a hitter, you know?
Yeah, they have to do it. That's a really good move by them.
Mm-hmm. Especially like the convenience of it being 35 years, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like everyone talks about like year anniversaries at like the 5 point, like either 5 years, 10 years, mm-hmm. 15 years, 20 years. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's pretty big. But other news, we had a Modern Warfare 2 campaign remaster is out now on PlayStation 4 first, mm-hmm. and Xbox and PC will get released at April 30th, and it's wow. $20. What do you guys think?
Wait, the Modern Warfare 2 remastered is $20?
Yeah, okay. Just a campaign. Oh, it only has campaign in it.
Oh, that's lame.
Have you played Modern Warfare 2?
I played it, but not the remastered one.
Hmm. You?
I played it. I passed it like when I first got my PS3 like a decade ago. Mm-hmm. It was really I liked it. I enjoyed it.
That was my favorite like campaign ever. Like, oh my god, it tells mm-hmm. a really good story. But man, dude, like,
and you know what? Now that you mention it, I think I did the campaign part like 3 times because it's probably one of my favorite ones.
Dude, it's so good, right? But yeah, Modern
Warfare twist.
If you didn't know, Modern Warfare 2 campaign is out. There's no remaster. I mean, there's no multiplayer in it. I forgot what they said, but they pretty much there's just no multiplayer for it. And I know yeah. a lot of people aren't buying it because there's no multiplayer, which kind of sucks. But
and the thing is, like, they didn't announce it right, like a day before it was released, right? Yeah, it was actually rumors and leaks.
Yeah, it was rumors that Modern Warfare 2 remaster was happening, and then a leak happened like a couple of days before it was released. But it was weird. It's kind of like a weird release. Like, there was no heads up. There was nothing. They just dropped it. Like,
I think I know.
It was
why.
Like, here, take it. You know what I mean? Instead of like, and here's a remaster.
I think I know why. Because, you know that no Russian scene? That no Russian part of the game?
What,
when you're at an airport and you just gun down like like a mass shooting, you know? I think that's the reason why they didn't announce it. Or maybe because of, you know, the pandemic.
So they didn't get no backlash? Like, release this game because it has this type of content in it?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's understandable.
Or it could also be the pandemic, too.
Yeah.
You know, but either of those. I personally think it's, like, because of no Russian. Because even when it came out, that came out on the news a lot. Hmm. About, you know, mass shooting and stuff like that.
Yeah, I definitely want to buy it, but I'm probably going to wait for the PC port just to play the campaign again. But,
just that one part.
Yeah, I just want to play that one part in the airport. But yeah, Modern Warfare 2 campaign remaster is out now on PS4, and it'll be on Xbox and PC later this month. But yeah, a lot of people are mad that it's exclusive to PlayStation for an entire month. But honestly, I think it's fair game. Like, when you look at the Xbox 360 and PS3 days, Xbox 360 got DLC for an entire month exclusively. So I don't see any reason why to be upset at PlayStation for having Call of Duty exclusive for an entire month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You know what I mean? Same thing as last gen, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, other people are getting mad that PlayStation is holding this exclusively, mm-hmm. even though we're going through this crisis so everyone could play at the same time, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like, there's plenty of other games that you could play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just a remaster. A lot of people aren't even getting it because it's just a campaign. Mm-hmm. But, hey, a lot of people got a reason to complain, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, last thing on the news, I got IGN announced their Summer of Gaming event that's happening in June. Hopefully, at least I think, hopefully in June, if the coronavirus like dies down and stuff. But let me read this article. It's by, says it's by Jonathan Dornbush. God damn, I cannot say that name. IGN is proud to announce our Summer of Gaming event, a global digital event set to begin this June to bring you the latest news and impressions around upcoming games and the next generation of console hardware. So I assume this is supposed to replace E3 that got canceled due to coronavirus. So I guess coronavirus has nothing to do with this because it's going to be a digital event. Let me keep reading. IGN will be collaborating with a number of partners of the Summer of Gaming, including 2K, Square Enix, Sega, Bandai Namco, Amazon, Google Stadia, Twitter, Devolver Digital, THQ Nordic, and more. Expect more details in the coming weeks. The event will include live broadcasts and on-demand programming featuring IGN's editorial coverage of the work of game developers from around the world. With E3 2020 canceled, IGN has a suite of programming planned to kick off in early June. It includes publisher presentations with IGN pre- and post-discussions, remote developer interviews, hands-on demos, and preview impressions, gameplay, and new segments recapping the biggest announcements. Audiences at home around the world can participate as well, sending in reaction videos, voting on favorite announcements, and more. IGN's global coverage spans 112 countries and 25 languages and aims to ensure that fans can enjoy the incredible digital experience regardless of what device or platform they use. IGN's live programming can be accessed on any one of IGN's more than 20 platforms, including desktop, mobile, OTT, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Mixer, Twitch, Snapchat, Discover, TikTok, and more. And yeah, pretty much the replacement of E3. What do you guys think about that?
Damn, IGN was quick with that one, with that move, you know? The fact that, you know, GameStop could have... I mean, Game... it's called a... not GameStop.
Gamescom.
No. The other... it's another website. GameSpot. GameStop. They could have done this, but I'm assuming... because how big IGN is, like, they kind of, like, made a deal with these publishers, you know, and studios and stuff like that to do, like, an online E3 event. You know what I mean?
You know, I thought... you know, that was the whole plan, that at least from rumor that E3 was going to cancel itself due to other what do you call it? I guess other events getting canceled due to the coronavirus or getting postponed due to the coronavirus. You know what I mean? But with everyone backing out of E3 before coronavirus even happened, you know what I mean? I assumed E3 was just going to shut down, but...
No, I doubt it. No.
Nonetheless, I think this is way better. You know what I mean? I already watch E3 at home anyway, so what's the difference between this? You know what True. I mean? So hopefully at least we'll get some announcements for Summer of Gaming. I could only imagine, like imagine this happens better than E3 every single year, Summer of Gaming. Like, that'd be pretty cool if this keeps on going. But I like it. I like this idea. It's like I said, just watching E3 at home, just digitally. Do you think we're going to get PlayStation 5 and Xbox One X news? Xbox Series X.
Not in that event, unless Sony changes their mind. But for sure, I hope to see it before the Summer Gaming event. Before, if not, then they should be announcing it anytime soon, man.
PlayStation 5?
Yeah, like just like the preview at least, you know, to see like how the console looks, you know.
So there's more than one of the Xbox Series ones, or no, for a console for it?
Well, pretty much this year is supposed to be the year new consoles are coming out, PlayStation 5 and a brand new Xbox. And pretty much what Xbox is doing is that the newest console can play all consoles, not all, just all Xbox consoles. Like, it goes back from the very first Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One X, right? And then this one's called Xbox Series X. Pretty much, let's just call it the new Xbox. Because they have, their fucking names are terrible. Yeah, I don't know why they really just, fucked up. Like, they really went from Xbox to Xbox 360, to Xbox One, and then this is the Xbox Series X. Why couldn't they just do it the same fucking way, Xbox One, 2, 3, and then 4?
It's the same thing with Wii U, because when I seen Wii U at, you know, Target years back, I'm like, oh, they came out with a new console for the Wii, but what's it called? Like an accessory for the Wii. So I was like, I didn't know it was a new console, I swear. So that, you know, they fucked up with the name, because like Wii U, like, or even Xbox
Series. I mean, X. at least Nintendo has like something unique. Like we got Nintendo. Well, we got Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Nintendo GameCube, or Nintendo Game Boy, which is in black and white, or just green and black. Mm-hmm. And then we got Game Boy Color, which is the same thing as a Game Boy, but guess what? Color. It's got color. we got Game Boy Advance, Game Boy SP, Game Boy DS, Nintendo DSi that has internet, Nintendo 3DS, Nintendo 2DS. You know what I mean? At least their stuff is organized, and it's not the same thing. You know what I mean?
I heard that the reason why the Wii U failed was because like poor advertisement and because of the name. Wii U. You know, you think about it, Wii U. That's you would think that's like an extra like accessory for the Wii. You know. That's what I've heard, and I kind of do have to agree with it, but, I mean, it's the same thing with Microsoft with the Xbox Series X.
Yeah, just so confusing what Microsoft is doing with their name.
They just do it like Xbox 3, Xbox 1, 3, or 1,
They got to add something weird into the mix, but pretty much to answer your question, this is just going to be news for the summer that replaces E3. Mm-hmm. E3 was where everyone went, and they watched the trailers on the big screen, like we showed you the God of War video that has that whole crowd and everything. Pretty much that was the first day they announced God of War. But, pretty much, it's pretty interesting. I like to see, if Sony or Microsoft, because I know Microsoft said they were going to have their own thing after E3 was canceled. But hopefully this will be in it. Microsoft goes in it. We'll see what Sony does. It'll be a really good part for Sony to get in this now, because it wouldn't cost them anything. You just send the footy, right?
Yeah.
I would assume, because I feel like what Sony's doing announcing PlayStation 5 news is so fucking terrible.
I know.
It's so bad. Dude. Like, it's so ridiculous, but, like, Xbox pretty much already showed the console, and they showed the specs in such a smooth way, and Sony hasn't showed the console, they've only announced the name, showed the logo of the name, and they had an hour-long deep dive of the specs, pretty much saying, numbers don't mean anything, but proof of the specs of what they do means more than just what the numbers show. But, honestly, it was... I hope Sony's in on this, because fuck, I'm gonna be pretty sad if they're not. If they release it earlier before the summer of gaming event, that'll be cool too, but I doubt it the way they're showing shit. And supposedly with the coronavirus going on too, a lot of things are getting delayed. But supposedly consoles aren't getting delayed. Like, it's for sure it's happening this year. Mm-hmm. But speaking of delays, the last thing on our news is that The Last of Us 2 got delayed today.
I know, I've heard.
Was it today or yesterday?
No, yesterday. It was yesterday or 2 days ago, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bummed out about that. A lot of people are bummed out. Like, so many, like... I wouldn't call them Sony fanboys, but people that own, you know, PS4 and don't own any other consoles were kind of butthurt about it. I'm not really butthurt about it because, like, you know, it's understandable. You know, we're in a crisis right now. And I think the reason why Naughty Dog, not Naughty Dog, but PlayStation, because it wasn't Naughty Dog's choice, it was PlayStation's. That's telling me that they don't want sales to hinder, like, you know, with the pandemic going on, they don't want it to hinder sales, video game sales of The Last of Us. So they said indefinitely, meaning they're not going to announce any release date for it yet. So I'm assuming they'll probably release it for along with the PS5. But kind of bummed out about that, because like. I know for a fact that this quarantine stuff is going to happen for another month or so. Another 2 months. It's not going down anytime soon. And it would have been nice to be playing The Last of Us.
Quarantined.
While quarantine, you know.
Yeah. I heard something different. I didn't know it was Sony's decision. I thought it was... I saw a Naughty Dog's message that they posted on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Is that they're delaying The Last of Us 2 due to coronavirus and stuff. And games getting either delayed or released early. And they do not want... They do not want their game released early, and they do not want their game delayed. Like, they don't want people already... Like, obviously, if you're digital only, then that's no problem for you. You just download it. But they don't want people playing it and spoiling it for everyone when they haven't got their copy of the game. Like, for me, I got the Collector's Edition, and I wouldn't know when it would be coming in at all. You know what I mean? But
that makes sense, actually. That does make sense.
That's pretty much their idea, because they don't... Shipping... At least from everything else, shipping has been super fucked the way the coronavirus is. Mm-hmm. Like, Amazon isn't even doing 2-day delivery anymore, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like, it just says estimate. Like, I tried buying a new keyboard, and that shit came in like 2 weeks. Wow. Yeah, so a lot of shipping is getting really bad. So pretty much Naughty Dog said that we don't want to release, give you a release date and then it not come through. So obviously that's why it's indefinite. But they don't want people playing it early and they don't want people getting it late.
Yeah, because you see like those, oh my God, those YouTubers, you put the spoiler thumbnail. Mm-hmm. And that should just bothers me, dude.
Oh, and they leaked some Last of Us 2 footage, too.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
I didn't watch it either, but it was someone promoted it, saying, like, check out these leaked videos. And everyone was, like, shit-talking. Like, why would you even post this on your website? Why don't you just let wait for the game to finish, blah, blah. And some other people were replying, saying, I watched the footage, and it's not really that spoilery. But that's still not the point, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The point is that it got leaked, and you're showing, like, you're pretty much promoting, like, hey, check out this leaked footage. You know what I mean? Like, if you worked hard on something, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want that stuff to be leaked out. But, yeah, The Last of Us 2 got delayed, which is kind of a bummer. But supposedly Final Fantasy VII is, like, the same way. It's on, like, it's released, pretty much. Some people are getting it early. Some people are going to get it delayed.
Wow, that sucks.
But, like, Final Fantasy VII is not delayed. I'm talking about some people are going to get it early for sure, and some people are going to get it late. But, yeah, that's pretty much all the news we got for...
And Hideo Kojima was talking about making a new horror game, like PT. Mm-hmm. I'm hyped for that. I don't think we mentioned that in the podcast, but...
I didn't read any of that. What do you got to say for it?
I'm hyped for it. He says he wants to make, like, the most scariest horror game that'll make you shit your pants, you know? And I'm up for it, dude. Like, I really hope... I really hope it's something similar to, like, PT, you know?
Do you think it'll be PlayStation exclusive?
Who knows? If so, then I don't have a problem with it. If not, I also don't have a problem with it. You know, because the more the better. If it's on other consoles, that's good for sales. Mm-hmm. If it's on one console, that kind of hinders it a bit. But either way, I would love to see a video game, a horror game, from Hideo Kojima.
It's okay, not from the same creators as PT, or no?
Yeah,
yeah, you've seen PT, right? That, yeah. That lady.
All right, tell me this. You haven't played God of War. You haven't played Spider-Man. You haven't played Doom Eternal.
Damn, you're putting me on blast.
You haven't played Resident Evil 3.
Well, this came out.
Okay. Most of these aren't, like, well, some of them are PlayStation exclusive.
Okay, well,
hold on. Let me keep going. Fuck, what else? Oh my God, you guys made me lose track. God damn it.
It's not
Will
that,
you play...
The point
oh,
th- is...
Wait, this is what I was going to ask. Will you play The Last of Us 2 the day it comes out?
Depends when it comes out, but...
You bitch. Alright, so are you going to play the Hideo Kojima horror game when it comes out?
Yeah, definitely.
That for sure?
Yeah, for sure. Depends. Like,
wait, that's the one with the...
It's the same thing as PT, but it's not going to be PT. Because they got their... they pretty much got their story, like... He doesn't have his hands on that story anymore, because he left Konami, right?
Konami, yeah.
So, because of the company that owns the license to that game, he can't touch it at all, pretty much. But when he was working for them, I don't know why, they had, like, just a fault. Like, they just dropped the game because they couldn't agree on shit, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
But pretty much he's going to make, I would assume, or he's in talks for a Silent Hills game, right?
No, that was Konami confirmed that was fake.
Oh, fuck, bastards. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I can't wait for, at least for, I was ready to play Silent Hills after the PT demo. I was like, heck yeah, this is going to be awesome. But I can't wait to see what Hideo Kojima comes out with, you know? Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's pretty much all the news that I could think of at the moment.
Mm-hmm. But the only thing I had to say is that...
I was going to ask you.
Yeah. I'm just not much of a big gamer. I would say the games I do play is more like story mode type of games, like adventure kind of puzzle piece type games. Those would be like the games I would play mostly. So like God of War would be a game I'll be interested in playing because I heard it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I've seen trailers of it and see how the gameplay is. So that I could put that like, say like a game list or something for myself. Like I said, if it's a story type game, then that's, I don't know, that's like the type of games I like to play the most personally. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm just not a gamer. Mm-hmm. But,
You haven't played The Last of Us, huh?
No.
You should play it, because it's made by the same people that made Uncharted. And you've played all the Uncharted.
Yeah, games like Uncharted, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I say you should play The Last of Us first before you play God of War, because it's made by Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog created Uncharted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's pretty cool. I was gonna ask you, out of all the games that we talked about today, what caught your interest the most? Is it just the tabletop games? The 51?
Actually, the one the creators from Persona 5. What was that game?
Oh, Catherine Full Body.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one's. I heard that one's really good, but the story for me, it just didn't catch my interest. I was like, fuck, why'd I get this?
The thing is, because, like, you get to, like you said, he's talking to three different girls, so it's like,
you get to see
what the pros and cons from him. So I just want to see how it would end. Like, oh, how's it going to look or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, what did you find your best interest in today?
Hideo Kojima and the announcement of IGN teaming up with the other publishers and stuff like that. I didn't know that. Didn't they announce that today?
Yeah, they announced that today.
Yeah, but that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
IGN's really, really they're making it big, you know?
That's pretty cool. For how much hate IGN gets is something that I don't get.
Yeah, they mostly get hate on the reviews, you know? I have to disagree with their reviews sometimes. But, yeah, other than that, like, I've been following IGN since high school.
For me, it's like whatever source I could find, it's just I go straight to IGN. I know there's other companies like Polygon, GameSpot, COG.
Kotaku?
Yeah, Kotaku. There's a bunch of other things, but to me, I like IGN. I like their podcast. Yeah. I like their crew, but a lot of people hate them. But to me, I just think they're chill as fuck. But I mean, there was that one issue, but I mean, we already talked about that a couple episodes ago, but... Yeah, I like it, but...
Real OGs will remember Jessica Chobot.
What the hell?
She was before Naomi Kyle when the IG News. You know, when they would... I think they still do IG News, but...
All right, we'll end the podcast. No, this is
good. Yeah, but that's how, you know, I've been watching... that's how you know I've been watching IGN for quite a while.
Damn. That's cool. But, I guess that we'll end the podcast there. That was pretty much all the news we had to talk about today, and we could hop straight into community questions. Pretty much first, community questions, you could ask us questions in our Discord channel. I have a link to that wherever you're listening to this below. Pretty much burps are casual here. Nate, if you got to blow one.
No, it hasn't been soda.
All right, anyways. Well, the first, you can ask us questions on Discord. When I post the newest episode on my Instagram, you could comment your questions. I got a couple from there. Or I think I got one, but... yeah, join our Discord channel. You could talk to us, ask us the questions to get featured on the episode. But let's hop right in. The first question is from my friend Josh. His name's Light from the Discord channel, called "When's the next podcast?" The next podcast is right now. we got one from Damien. Would you rather have pussies for hands or dicks for feet?
Fuck.
Next. No, just kidding.
I don't know what I'm going to call him. Just ask him himself, you know? Like, would you? I don't know. Dicks for feet, pussies for hands.
You went like this? Like.
No, I think.
I don't know why, but I'll probably pick dicks for feet for some reason. Yeah,
because you can cover it, you know? You have to wear gloves if you have pussies for hands.
Okay. Fuck. If you have pussies for hands, what can you grab with it? You don't have any thumb. I think I'm gonna have to go with dicks for feet, because at least I could walk on my dick.
Hands off.
So what'd you guys say? You guys didn't answer.
Yeah, well,
dicks for feet.
Yeah, all of us dicks for feet. All right, because it's easy to grab some with our hand. All right, Damien didn't answer.
Got to keep the feet lubricated.
All right, and Josh asked like 10 questions. He put, if you could have lunch with one person alive or dead, who would it be and why?
That's a good
person alive or dead. It's an interesting one.
One person alive or dead. Who would it be and why?
Like anyone famous or family relative?
Anyone.
Anyone alive or dead?
My soul. My soul.
Alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Probably my grandpa who passed away like 10 years ago. Or no, 15 years ago. I like to talk to him. I met him the first time when he was diagnosed with cancer, so I didn't really get to talk to him a lot because he was like so like really really sick, so he wasn't able to talk. So I never really like I met him, but I never got to know like more of him, like better of him. So I'd like to meet him, you know, if he was alive, you know. But that's my question. I mean, that's my answer.
Nate,
I was thinking the same exact thing, except my grandpa passed away when I was a month old, but luckily I got a photo with him. He was carrying me, and with the same reasons from cancer, but I'll always hear stories about them from other people, including like my family, like my mom and all that. But it'll be cool to see, you know, have him watch me grow up, and like if I can like have a good laugh with him or something like that, you know. So that'll be my pick.
I wasn't gonna say the same thing, but I was gonna say pretty much my uncle's pretty much same thing. Like, they're both gone too, but yeah, my uncle used to have a restaurant, and we would pretty much go there every Sunday and after church and eat menudo with my aunts and stuff and my uncles. Pretty much just go out and go eat with them one last time. At least be at the restaurant one last time. I go to the restaurant sometimes, drop off some flowers. But, yeah. Mm. Pretty much just my uncles. Yeah, that's it. He says, what is something you like to do that other people would probably consider weird if they knew?
Like a fetish?
What is something you like to do that other people would probably consider weird if they knew? Well, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I eat mango, like, if I cut it up, like, I eat mangoes, with the skin. I eat the mango skin with the mango. Mm. I know a lot of people don't do that, but I eat it with the skin. That
is fucking weird.
I sometimes, if I have kiwi, like, sometimes if I don't peel it, I'll just eat the kiwi skin, too. Mm. Like, I eat a lot of fruit with the skin, but not bananas or oranges. You gotta be a fucking weirdo to do that. It's my shit's weird, but it's not weirdo weird. What do you guys got?
I like to listen to music while watching movies. Like, so
what
I,
the hell?
Sometimes I just put on my earphones, just watch it, you know, listen. And, like,
how do you listen to the movie then?
You don't. I don't.
You just mouth
sometimes
sync it.
Not all the time, but sometimes I just, like, you know, like, I'm vibing, you know, just watching the movie, like the good action scenes. I just put my music on. But I mean, that's not too often though.
Hmm. Nate.
My choice would be...
Say the pillow thing.
The pillow thing?
The pillow.
You know, that's what you do. That's, that's different. I was going to say... I like to record people when they're not paying attention to what they're doing. Hmm. Until I either send them a video of it, and then they look at it, they're like, what the fuck? And then they look up, and they're like, where the fuck? Like, how's he seen me? You know what I mean? But the point is, they didn't know, so... I like to have that weirdness for them to, like, try to, like, what the hell, he was recording me this whole time or something.
Yeah, I get those stalker vibes, too. I remember one time. Just kidding. Next on the list, he says, what is your most useless skill that's most valuable? It doesn't say that's most, but I'm pretty sure that's what he meant. What is your most useless skill that's most valuable?
No, I think he means, like, what's your most useless skill and your most valuable skill?
No, what is your most useless skill, most valuable? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Do you think that, what is your most useless skill that's most valuable? Or do you just want to do the both questions? We'll do the both questions one. What is your most useless skill and your most valuable skill?
Useless skill. Fuck, I can't think of, like, useless skill.
I answer this one. I don't got any skills. That's how useless I am.
No, you're not. You're special.
6 feet apart. No. Nate, you got any?
I think I do. My most useless skill is making beats, but I know what will sound good, so I could tell someone, hey, try to put this with this sound, and then like try to tune this more different or add more bass to this. So I don't know how to do it, but it's valuable to someone else because they could try to find the same sound that I'm looking for, and then sometimes it comes out better than what I was expecting. So, and that's just me using my useless skill to actually make a beat, like, physically, but I could try to, like, transport it to someone else because they know how to do all that. Hmm. That's a hard question, but
yeah,
I think that would be my useless skill.
All right, go, Mike.
Useless skill, procrastinate a lot. I know, like, useless skill, relaxing, because, like, even though relaxing is, like, not really a skill, but, like, I would say consider it my useless skill, because I do it often, and I'm really good at it, so I would call it a skill, but it's a useless skill. My most valuable has to be, digital designing, sculpting, you know, moving my my hands up and down when I'm using, holding my pen, sculpting on the tablet. I think that's my most valuable. I think I have other skills that I would consider valuable, but I can't really think of them right now. But definitely, most valuable, sculpting, and most useless skill, being lazy, relaxing, being in bed, and not doing shit.
Good answer, guys. Last on the Discord list.
What about you?
I don't have any skills. he says, would you rather be out of toilet paper or toothpaste?
I'm already in that situation right now.
I'm out of both.
I say toothpaste. Toilet paper, you know, I mean, what are you going to use? You can use towels. I mean,
Nate, what do you choose while he thinks about it?
Probably toilet paste.
What the fuck?
I just put them together.
Okay.
Or toothpaper.
I would rather be out of toilet paper because I could just hop in the shower right after.
If you ever used a bidet or know what that is, it's a little thing. It's like a toilet system that squirts. I guess water to clean your...
Toilet water in your asshole to make it clean, pretty much. Wait, what did you choose?
And toilet paste.
God damn it.
I mean toothpaper.
All right, let me see. Let me pull up the last question. We got one. I know we got one from Mix. He said, which anime made you tear up? Pretty much for you, you could do movies. Mm. You weep. For sure, I teared up on a lot of anime, but I think the first one was probably was most likely Naruto. Yeah.
You even have that pinned on your Twitter.
What did it say?
This episode made me cry my heart out.
Oh, yeah, I do. When Naruto, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah, Naruto made me cry for sure. What about you? You cry?
Yeah, I do, actually. I had the name in my head.
All right, we'll come back to you. Mike?
Oh, I know the name. The flower we saw that day or something like that?
Never seen it.
Don't flower we, yeah, the flower we saw that day or something like that. That shit made me cry 3 times in one episode.
In one episode? How many episodes is it?
I think it's 24.
All right, I'm going to add that to the backlog. Mike?
Sure. I was little, but I know there's a couple movies or like cartoons that made me cry, but...
Let me guess. You're going to say The Iron Giant.
That one's a good one, too. But, that episode from SpongeBob when Gary runs away.
Oh, you know
when they're playing
yeah.
that song, Gary, the Gary,
Gary
song?
Come Home?
Gary Come Home. I think that's like really emotional.
Gary Come Home!
Yeah, that's a really good song.
The first time I felt emotional was on the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
When they get dried out?
Even
today when I watch it, like the last time I watched it on YouTube, it's been a while, but when I watched it on YouTube, I'm like, damn, that actually kind of makes me feel sad because, you know, I think of my childhood, you know, I think I'm older now, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so much emotion.
That part made me really sad. What about you for a cartoon? What cartoon made you cry?
For a cartoon? Damn. I don't know if I can remember one.
And that's it, folks.
I don't have one at the top of my mind.
Yeah, for sure. The SpongeBob movie made me like feel something. I was like,
even to this day?
My heart. Fuck yeah. That's just sad. They're all over there singing, I'm a goofy goober, yeah.
That's so weak, man.
But yeah, that's pretty much that's all the questions we got, unless you think of one.
No, I can't think of it.
All right, well, yeah, we'll end it there. What I wanted to start was for you being so bad at procrastinating, I wanted to set up goals, and we talked pretty much, like, I got this idea from another podcast, but in another podcast called Easy Allies, they make bets, and then the next week, they come back to those bets, and they say who won the bet. But pretty much, for us, I want us to have goals. What are we going to do the next time we come back on this podcast?
Finish.
And if we don't finish it, something has to happen to us.
Wait, before you answer, I think I got the cartoon.
All right, go.
Is the Rugrats movie?
Oh yeah.
I know what you mean.
Which one?
It had to be the first one, or the one where they
with Dill?
No.
Or when they go to Paris?
Not the Paris one. Where right? they go to like in the jungle or something by themselves or something.
Yeah,
like
when,
that.
With Dill.
That's the one with Dill.
Yeah, when Dill gets bored.
No.
No, when Dill gets born, they go into the jungle because I think that Dill's like in the reptar cart.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And the dad makes a pterodactyl wing thing.
Yeah, dude, that was that one for sure.
What part though?
I don't know. It was just I only have like a few like images in my mind, but I can't really like express it out. But I just know that movie. Like, I'm pretty sure I teared up.
Yeah, for sure. On the Paris one, when everyone's dancing with their moms and Chucky doesn't have a mom and he's just watching them, I was like, my fucking heart. Like for some, like when I was watching, I was a little kid. Like, I didn't know what was happening to me. I was like, dang, why do I feel sad? This is messed up. But, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, you can hop in and on it too, Nate, if you come back. Or we'll call you if you don't come back to the next episode. But we'll gladly have you. But
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Goals for next week. What are you going to set for yourself?
I got to finish up Bugs Bunny, the 3D model that I showed you guys. I hope to finish it before... before the next podcast, I think that I'll set that as my goal.
Okay, Nate, you have a goal?
I want to start using my camera I got last year for my birthday. I actually really like it, but I want to get more comfortable with it so I can just take it wherever I go and just do some more photography.
Mm. Okay. For me, I'm going to start working back out again.
Working out?
Yeah.
For sure. I'll join you.
All right. For sure. Those are our goals. If we haven't started, we better have a big punishment for each other that we gotta say or do next time on the podcast. Ping
pong.
Boom. Oh, a sting pong. Sting pong. All right, we'll get a smack to the back with a ping pong paddle. Not a ping pong paddle, like smack a ping pong ball on that person's back. But nonetheless, that was the local podcast, episode 27. You can always find us on Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, and Spotify, and that one other thing. And join our Discord channel because... like I said, it's pretty fun in there. Ask us our questions. We only got a couple questions in, but we would like to have more. You can give us ideas what we could talk about in the podcast, what you guys want to hear from the podcast, and who you guys want to see more of. We got Nate on today. Hopefully he'll be back next week. Ask him. Hopefully we get Phoenix back on here. Find a way to get him here. I miss Phoenix. I hope he's listening right now because we skated at Apollo and it wasn't the same. And I'm in the podcast because I think I'm going to cry. Yeah, nonetheless, you guys got any last words before you die?
Just thank you guys. Thank you guys, you know, for listening and tuning in, you know.
Nate?
Stay safe out there with this Rona going around. I advise everyone to wear a mask. All
right. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Bye!